So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf rules Hanizakin Shomelan Beidis Mimnei Tikkun Olam. If a person damages another person or his property, the Chacham initiated, then unless he pays with money, the Mazik must reimburse the Nizik from his superior fields, but not with Beinonis, an average field, and certainly not with Ziburis, an inferior field. The Gemara asks, Mimnei Tikkun Olam? Doiraisihi. A mazik must reimburse with superior land midday rice, as the pasuk states, meitiv sadeh u'meitiv karmi shalom. If so, why does the Mishnah only consider this a takana? The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, lo yitzricha ela l'Rabbi Shmuel, da'ama midday rice b'din nizik shayminan kemash malad m'mnei tikkun o'ilam shayminan b'din mazik. The Mishnah concurs with Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that midday rice, the idis are assessed according to the nizik's fields. However, because of tikkun o'ilam, the Idris are assessed according to the Mazik's fields. As the Gemara explains, the Machlekes is in the case of Kegon Shahisa Idris de Nizik, Kiziburis de Mazik. The Mazik's inferior fields were of equal quality as the Nizik's superior fields. Rabbi Shmuel holds Bid Nizik Sheminan. Midday Rice the Mazik can pay even with his Ziburis field, because the quality of Idris is assessed according to the Nizik's properties. Because the Pasuk that refers to Nizke Shein, where one's animal ate another person's crop, states, Meitav Sedehu, Meitav Karmi Shalom. And Sedehu means the Nizik's properties, because there is a Gzir Shava of the word Sada. The Pasuk here states, Meitav Sedehu, and earlier the Pasuk states, Ubir Bisteacher, the animal went into the other's field. Ma Sada Ha'amur Lamala de Nizik, Af Sada Amur Lamata de Nizik. Just as the word Sada earlier that refers to the damages must mean the Nizik's field, so to the word Sada here that refers to payment means the Nizik's field. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and holds b'de mazik sheminan. Midday rice the mazik must pay with his idis field, but not from the ziburis, because lebo hakasav el ligvis l'nizakin minu idis. In the pasuk, the word yishalom follows the word sedehu, and means deheich deko mishalom. We go by the field belonging to the mazik who is paying. While Rabbi Shmuel holds hanigzer shava v'hanikra. This pasuk does not contradict the gzer shava, but rather both are necessary. The Gzer Shava refers to the previous case of Shahisa Idis in Nizik Kiziburis de Mazik and Bedenizik Sheminan, while the Pasuk refers to a case of the Isle Lamazik Idis Biziburis, Biziburis de Dele Shaviki Idis de Nizik. The Mazik owns Idis and Ziburis fields, and his Ziburis field was of lesser quality than the Nizik's Idis field, while his Idis field was of greater quality than the Nizik's, in this case, Bedenizik Sheminan. The rice of the mazik pays only with his idis field, but not with his ziburis, because the quality of idis cannot be less than the nizik's idis. Rabbi Akiva concludes with b'kavochem lehekdish, that certainly if a person causes damage to hekdish, he must pay from his idis fields. The Gemara explains that this is actually a second machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva regarding shershel hedyit shenogach leshershel hekdish. If a person's ox gores the ox of hekdish, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Patim mitashlumen, the owner of the ox is not liable to compensate hekdesh, because the pasuk states, V'chiyigoyv shayr ish es shayr re'eyu. Re'eyu v'loy shal hekdesh. The word re'eyu is exclusive l'kula, in that only for his friend's shayr must he pay chatzi nezik for a tam and nezik shalom for a mu'ud. But for hekdesh he does not pay at all. While Rabbi Kiva holds, Chayv mitashlumen, the owner of the ox is liable to compensate hekdesh, because he concurs with Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi, who holds re'eyu b'loy shel hekdesh. The word re'eyu is exclusive l'chumra, that only for his friend's share does he pay chatzi nezik for a tam and nezik shalom for a mu'ud. But for hekdesh, bein tam u'bein mu'ud mishalom nezik shalom. He pays nezik shalom regardless whether it was a tam or a mu'ud. Regarding the Gemara's initial question of b'mnei tikkun o'ilam do'iraisihi, Ravina answers, the Mishnah concurs even with Rabbi Kiva, who holds that midday rice of the Idis are assessed according to the Mazik's fields. And Rabbi Shimon he did darish time of the Kra. The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon who gives a reason for the Pasuk. And ma tam hanizak and shamalam be'idis memnei tikkun o'ilam, as the Brisa elaborates. Rabbi Shimon says, memnei ma omr hanizak and shamalam be'idis, memnei hagazlonim umnei hachamsonin. The Torah rules that a mazik must reimburse a nizik with idis because of those who steal and coerce. Kadesh yemer adam lama ani geizel, but lama ani chaimis. Lamacher bezin yerdin lo nechseve neitlin sade noashali. So that a person should realize that there is no point in stealing, because bezdin will eventually confiscate his most prized fields. Memnei ma'amru bal chayiv bebeinanis. Kedisha Layiro Adam Lachaver Sodana Vidirana Vyamer Ekpites Valvena Kedisha Gvena Bachavi. And the Torah rules that a debtor pays his lender with an average field, so that a malva should not loan someone money with the intention of confiscating his most prized fields for the loan. However, the labor does not pay with ziburis, because at the noel delis befnei lavin, this would prevent people from lending money to others, as they will be paid only with ziburis. The Braisa continues, ksubis isha beziburis divrei Rabbi Yehuda, remeir eme bebeinanis. Rabbi Yehuda says that a husband pays his wife's ksuba even with an inferior field, while remeir says he pays only with an average field, but not with ziburis. Rabbi Shimon explains, memnema omru ksubis isha beziburis. A ksuba is paid with ziburis, and there is no need for china to encourage women so that they will consent to marriage, because sheyesim imasha ish reitza lisa ha'isha reitza linase. A woman has a stronger desire for marriage than a man, while Remeir holds ksubas isha bebeinanis b'shem china, so that women will be encouraged to marry. Regarding the halacha of ksubas isha beziburis, Mazutra b'Reid Rav Nachman makes a distinction. Lo yamaran ela miyasmi aval minei didei bebeinanis. A ksuba payment is from ziburis only if the husband died, and the payment is collected from the yershin's assets. However, the ksuba is from beinanis if the husband is alive and the payment is from his assets. The Gemara, after a lengthy discussion, proves that there is no distinction, and even minei didei beziburis, because Rav Shimon earlier says that the reason for ziburis is because yesi masha isha reitza lisa ha'isha reitza linase, and this reason is merely for the husband's ksuba payment. However, regarding yershin, even without this reason, the ksuba is only from ziburis, because as the Mishnah states, ein nifram menich zisim ella min haziburis. The Chacham initiated that any person who collects from the yershin's assets only takes from the ziburis fields.